All those sit-ins and protests in the offices of members of Congress are beginning to have an effect. Here's Barbara Mikulski testily saying she can't comply with protesters' demands to cut off funding for the war.
What do you want us to vote against? The bullets and what they need to do to fight? I won't vote against that.
Ms. Mikulski, until you do agree to cut off the supply of bullets, the blood-drenched war will continue. This is the kind of protest you're going to just keep getting until you do, in fact, agree to cut off the bullets that are killing the children of Iraq. Here's a sample from February 27th.
Sergeant First Class Neil A. Prince, age 35, killed by a hostile IED attack from Baltimore, Maryland.
Captain John R. Dennison, 24 years old, killed in Balad, Iraq, from hostile small arms fire on November 15th, 2006. He's from Eamesville, Maryland.
Now just imagine getting 3 hours of that in your office. Mikulski's people continued to work, continued greasing the wheels and doing all the things congressmen's staff do throughout that protest that lasted until there were four arrests at about 6:15 p.m. There have been more such protests in her office, and they will continue until she agrees to cut off funding for the war. On Thursday, the 15th of March, protests escalated considerably when activists went to the Rayburn Building to attend Appropriations Committee hearings concerning the supplemental appropriation for the war. There was no public space in the meeting. All the space was reserved for a high school group from Wisconsin. Probably a bunch of young Republicans or something meant to freeze out protesters. I'm sure this was arranged in advance. It led to a noisy protest in the halls of the Rayburn Building. Cops didn't even want people outside. In the end, 11 people were arrested, and here's a report from inside the police wagon.
We were at the Rayburn Building, some of us in front of the building, others of us inside, in front of the hearing room where the full Appropriations Committee is marking up and about to vote on another $100 billion for the continued occupation of Iraq. We were there to try to get into the meeting. There was no room for the public, so we were arguing outside. Police grabbed us, arrested us, threw us to the floor, escorted us out of the building. We were able to chant our call for an end to the occupation, a defunding of the war, and to bring the troops home. I was able to slip out of my cuffs and get my cell phone and able to do this news report.
What do you want us to vote against? The bullets and what they need to do to fight? I won't vote against that.
Ms. Mikulski, that's exactly what the voters put you and all those other Democrats in office to do. To stop the war, to cut off the funding, to refuse to pass any form of supplemental appropriation for the Iraq war. To vote to send bullets to Iraq is to vote to kill children and to vote to kill more U.S. troops. Now let's get real. What do you think is going to happen when Congress refuses to pass the supplemental? All it takes is a filibuster in the Senate, and it only takes 41 votes to sustain that filibuster. George Bush has already stated his intention to refuse to comply with any restrictions put on fundings, which means any lesser approach won't work. This also implies that he will leave the troops in Iraq even after funding is cut off and continue to spend the money. Surely Bush knows that if he sends troops to Iraq and leaves troops in Iraq but says, oh, by the way, I can't pay you, Congress has cut off the money, you're working for free, he'd get a mutiny. If he tells soldiers to stay with no weapons, he'd get a mutiny. He can't have a mutiny, so what he's going to do is leave the soldiers in Iraq and spend the money over the objection of Congress, like Ronald Reagan did when he did an end run around the Boland Amendment that forbade the spending of U.S. money on the Contras in Nicaragua, which led to Iran-Contra. Well, if George Bush sets himself up for another Iran-Contra, this time around it will give you, the members of Congress, the power you need to impeach George Bush, impeach Richard Cheney, and end this war right. Don't worry about him leaving the soldiers in Iraq without pay. He's not going to do that because he needs them more than he needs you.